The Rich Fool. The ground of a certain rich man was very fertile and brought forth many crops. He thought within himself, "What shall I do, because I have no room in all my storage barns?" And he said, "This is what I will do. I will pull down my old storage barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store all my crops. And I'll say to myself, 'Soul, you have much goods laid up for many years. Take it easy now. Eat, drink, and be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool, this very night your soul will be required of you. Then whose shall all these things be that you're storing up?" This man was trusting in his riches, but he only had the riches of this world. They could not help him when it was time to die. Listen, friends, this man who gathered all these things together was called a fool by God because he forgot that death was coming. Which of us knows the hour of our own death? You who saw the sun rise this morning, do you know if you will see it rise tomorrow? God said in his word, "You do not know what will be tomorrow. For what is your life? It appears for a little time, and then it vanishes away." Who is a wise man? He is a wise man who knows that everything in this world will pass away. He knows that when it is time for him to die, he can take nothing with him. He came into this world naked and alone, and he leaves it naked and alone. If he continues in his sins, he will go alone to suffer in the place of fire. But there is a road that leads away from that terrible place. It leads to where God lives. All who want to may go on that road if they will leave their sins. At the time of their death, there will be someone to go with them, so they do not have to go alone. Jesus came down from God's place to live in this world. Then he offered his life as a sacrifice for our sins. By dying, he opened the road back to where God is. If you leave your sins and believe on Jesus, he will cause you to start walking on that road. He will go with you and help you and comfort you. He will never leave you. He will go with you as you die and take you right to God's place immediately. There you will be happy forever. Do you wish to know that road? Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to God but by me." Repent of your sins. Pray to God in the name of Jesus. He will hear you and forgive you. Believe on Jesus and seek to obey his words. Do not set your desires on the things of this life that will soon be gone. Let the things of God be biggest in your heart. Then you will not fear death. Your heart will have peace.